This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
I am Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back for another week of mess. I can't believe it. It's been a week already. We have so much to talk about today, Kirsten.
Literally, someone was telling me about something that happened last week. And I was like, no, that was a month ago. And they were like, no, it was like 4 days ago. And I'm like, oh, time is fake. We're back for episode 8 of Mess Magnets.
Wow. Can you believe it's been 8 episodes?
No, literally.
How are we still on the air?
Like, we got on our best Ace Family costume and have scammed the Daddy Network to keep us on the air.
Oh, my God.
What a dream.
And it's just, the scamming won't stop. Like, that's why I think it's hilarious. Because today we still have scamming, but... Before we get started, I feel like we have to give Cindy a shout out.
So Cindy is proof that you can change your mind, that you can get unbanned from the podcast.
Oh my God. It's just, I think Cindy, I don't know what Cindy's rating went. I'm just going to assume Cindy was the 3-star rating.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Cindy was the 3-star rating that we were dragging last week of like, what is the use of a 3-star rating?
Cindy, we love you. Oh my God.
And so Cindy changed her rating to an extremely great podcast with 5 stars and said, it's fun to listen to this pod and it is great content. Updated. I revised my star rating to 5, not because of the threat of violence, but the content has improved. It's a great 5-star podcast. I'm a dedicated listener to the Daddy Network. I hope you like this review. Please don't come for me.
And it's like, I feel like I should change that to my like bio, like my Twitter bio, because
make it your header photo.
Just wow. Yeah, my header photo, because things have not been better for me. Okay. Oh my God. But I appreciate, as we said this before already, but we have to say it again. Keep leaving those reviews and make sure you're downloading the episode and sharing it with people. So, we can get more people to listen to us and get on more people's radars. And I appreciate all of you for your just amazing reviews. Like, they make me laugh so much. And I'm just glad we're like with y'all while you're doing like chores. I feel like that's my crowning achievement in life.
Literally, I cannot believe the response that we've gotten, and I'm so grateful. I love all of the Florida Man stories. I love this one where the person is like, I can't share my Florida Man story because it scares me.
Yeah.
I'm Ryan. I'm sorry you saw that because of us.
I know. We've just like traumatized y'all enough, I think. But that's our job.
But that is what this podcast is. It's trauma bonding. And that can be a very successful way to build a relationship. Like, it's the way things should be sometimes. I mean, not like in real life relationships, but I think in like a podcast relationship, it's okay.
Yeah. And it's like fun trauma where we tell you about Kourtney Kardashian and what she swallows. Like, it's fine.
What she swallows. Listen, they're apparently having a 4th wedding. Maybe they had it. I don't know. I've decided my brain no longer perceives Kourtney Kardashian right now.
Yeah. And I've like stopped watching the Kardashians on Hulu too.
I need a break. I know that they're there. I know that they're creating culture.
Exactly.
And I also know that if they do something super unhinged, we'll find out about it and we can cover it on the podcast.
Exactly.
But like, I can't.
So you're welcome, everyone. No Kardashians.
We heard your feedback. No Kardashians. I think this is the first time we're not talking about the Kardashians at all.
Yeah. But we still have good stuff.
Yeah,
so I feel like, let's get into it.
Yes, but before we get into it, I just wanted to make sure that people know It is the first week of the month. It is a great time to become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. They are doing a ton of patron activities for Hot Patron Summer. We've got Hot Mess Summer. They've got Hot Patron Summer. They just had Family Feud. They are having Patron Mafia, Game Night in Discord, Survivor Trivia, and so much more. The calendar is packed full of activities, and we would love to have you join. So if you go to robhaswebsite.com/patron, you can learn more about all the patron perks and sign up today. And if you become a patron, you also get the patron 5 for 5, which I think is Rob's best podcast of the week over on the Daddy Network. It's him and his wife, Nicole, and it is so funny every time. So it's still the first week of the month. It's a great time to sign up for Patreon.
Just do it. Daddy Network gives good content, obviously. Look at us.
Okay, now I think we can get into the show. So first off, you've got another scam to tell me about.
I know what it like. I don't know what it is about me and scams, but here I am. That could also be like maybe our merch is that like we just take your money and scam you all.
Literally, people were asking me this week, how do I get tickets to MessFest 2022? And I was like, you send me $50 on PayPal and you get nothing. It's paypal.me/Kirsten said what? Send me $50 and you have a ticket to MessFest. Spoiler alert, you will get nothing. I'm being very upfront about this. You get nothing but our beautiful content.
Imagine us just starting our own thing. Rob would kill us.
Listen, I have started plugging my PayPal on some stuff. Not on the Daddy Network, but joke about our podcast. It's a reference.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. But listen, maybe one day we will come out with merch, okay? Maybe at the end of the summer, we come up with like something because we're only renewed through the summer, y'all. So
yeah, we're renewed until the end of August. And so during this period of time, we will have, I think we'll have 12 more episodes after this one. So if you, again, go to a loved one's phone and subscribe to this podcast, give us a 5-star rating. But if you have a second phone, do it on both. Like, help us.
Yeah. And tell us why you have a second phone.
With your anonymous, absolutely.
Thank you. I was like, submit to the anonymous form, link in bio.
tinyurl.com/messforms. I don't know. The link is in the show notes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chelsea for writing our show notes.
I know. Thank you, Chelsea. Because our show notes are probably so weird.
It's literally just like, listen, I submit a list of what we talk about and then Chelsea makes it look nice.
Yeah, she makes it pretty. So thank you. It really is a team here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But yes, thank you. And make sure, again, you're leaving us 5-star reviews only. We're killing it, okay? you are all killing it, rather, I should say. But yeah, make sure you're downloading and leaving the reviews. So I think let's get into it. Because speaking of messy daddies, we're going to get into Todd Chrisley and the Chrisleys. So maybe y'all know about them. Maybe you don't. Because the verdict of their trial just came out today, today as in June 7th. So maybe today you've heard of them. But I've been watching this TV show called Chrisley Knows Best. And it's this, they're just like a Southern family that is into real estate, which, you know, should have been red flags already, but here we are. And they have like, they're pretty funny. Like Chrisley,
I've just Googled these people and I'm seeing a picture of Todd and Julie Chrisley. And it seems like in addition to real estate, they love teeth whitening and filler also.
Yeah. And they're pretty open about that on the show, where Todd Chrisley is always like, well, I gotta go get my Botox done.
I love that.
Exactly. So that's why I find it funny, because they're very much open about it. And not only are they very open about it, it's also like Julie is who is the mom is also pretty like open about her stuff. And they like dog their kids in like a funny way. Like Todd will make so much fun of his son, and his son is like kind of, his son Chase, who The older son has issues. That's why I don't want to talk about that son. But this younger son, because he's three sons. So the middle son, Chase, is like frat boy messy. And I love the banter. Even though it's probably made up, I don't care. It's very funny. Like one time he got, I can't believe I remember this, but got in trouble for having strippers in his Vegas room.
Oh.
Yes, that he was paying with his dad's credit card.
I mean, listen, you're sending your kid to Vegas with your credit card. Like, something's going to happen that you're not happy about.
Exactly. So anyway, so maybe y'all know, but they have been in bank fraud trouble for like years. This is not the first time. I remember reading about them in 2019, but basically they have been in trouble for what we call scrapbooking. And that is my favorite thing I've ever heard about anything. Okay, so what happens is from 2013 to 2016, the couple said they made about $6 million from the show Christino's Best, which chronicled their extravagant lifestyle. And basically, they attempted to hide the money of what they made. And not only were they hiding money, they submitted fake documents exaggerating their wealth to smaller banks to borrow more than $30 million that they ended up burning on luxury items.
Okay, but so like, I can understand why in the short term someone might use this type of fraud to like tide them over in a difficult time. They're desperate. They just need money and it's going to be fine. But I just don't understand the purpose of this. Like, you're going to eventually, the money's going to run out. Like, it's like, it almost seems like a pyramid scheme, but with banks, where you like would pay one bank off with another bank's money, yes, kind of thing. And it's like that you always get caught.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like, it makes no sense because they're literally, and they're taking from small banks, which is like especially messy. Because like, if you scam a Wells Fargo scammed us. So maybe it's, you know, karma. But it looks like, yeah, they ended up just like hiding the money from the IRS, which is like, if any of you know anything about taxes and IRS, is that the IRS knows exactly how much you owe. But they just don't want to tell you how much you owe because they want like accountants to make money off of you. And I mean, they don't want to like tell you.
Is it entrapment that the IRS won't tell you how much you owe because they're trying to scam you into scamming them?
Lobbying is real. So, yeah. I mean, the government stays entrapping, you know. It's just what's new. But anyway, so they ended up making up all these documents. And what was the other lawyer was saying and the prosecutor. And then to get even more crazy, it's not only the couple, it's also their like accountant. And they began a scheme, which they called scrapbooking, which involves piecing together parts of various documents when applying for personal loans to make it look like they had more money than they did. And they targeted, again, like I said, community banks because, you know, they're less likely to kind of do background checks. Oh my and in God. One statement, yeah, it even said like Todd Chrisley had $4 million in one account, and he never had more than $20,000 in that account.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then Todd Chrisley claimed bankruptcy in 2012. So he walked away from $20 million in unpaid loans and put a hold on the collection of $500,000 he owned on 2009 back taxes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then not long after all of this is when they got their reality show deal. So that's what's messy. And then this is where also my husband's very into it. So he sent me all of this, believe it or not.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah. So Mark Braddock, who was their accountant, I believe. Anyway, testified that him and Todd Chrisley were intimate for about a year in the early 2000s.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then after the alleged affair, Braddock said that the two men continued a friendship until 2012. And then he likened that to a brotherhood.
Oh, I was about to be like, happy pride, everyone. But then you said that. And now I'm like, this is not happy.
Yes. And then, so today, right, because it all came out, like today was the verdict, Chrisley actually addressed that kind of.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because basically it's saying like the his lawyer addressed it and Todd Chrisley, oh my God, said that, in order for it to disappoint me, it would mean that I don't agree with someone being gay. I don't believe that's a choice you make. I believe that you are made the way God has made you. Yeah. He also says at the time that Julie, his wife, since 96, was flattered that men were interested in him as well as women, joking he'd never have a drought.
So, so he's not denying it.
That's what I'm saying, okay? And his sexuality, even when the show came out, was, like, super up for debate, unfortunately.
Ugh, horrible.
Yeah. Oh, and Braddock was his business partner, not his Justice accountant. And they're, like, putting it all on him. So that, listen. And that's why they're putting it all on him, saying, like, we didn't have access to our money. It was all him. And then, so then Braddock countersued and was like, well, we had a relationship.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is so messy.
It's wild.
I am also crying, Sasha, at the conditions, like, on their...
Yes.
Their, I guess this is house arrest is what they got. So... This condition, so you shall be restricted to your residence at all times except for employment, education, religious service, medical, substance abuse, or mental health treatment, attorney visits, court appearances, court-ordered obligations, or other activities as pre-approved by the court or probation officer until further notice of the court. Totally makes complete sense with, like, any sort of probation that you're going to get is going to have something like that, especially if it's going to be, like, a house arrest thing. But then it goes, defendants must alert probation officers to any spending over $1,000.
And that's what I lost. And they can even go to LA to shoot the show. No problem.
Well, that's a work, an employment obligation.
Yep. Oh, that's true. So, I didn't even think of that employment.
They got you with that one. And they're going to need Joe. And I feel like they're going to be calling their probation officer a lot about purchases over $1,000.
Listen, that Botox is not cheap. So I get it. And he, like, that's the thing. Todd Chrisley, like, prides himself on, like, his outfits, his, like, his son, like, steals his clothes all the time. Like, it's a whole thing.
I just.
And they're, like, guilty on all counts, y'all. Also.
Yeah. And so
like
was
the jury said by.
Was it jury or was it just by judge?
Jury. A federal jury.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Like, guys, don't do fraud. Like, you will get caught when you do fraud.
Like, period. $30 million is not a joke.
And, well, that's the thing, and I said this last time. Anyone who does fraud, like, they get away with something small, so then they just keep escalating until eventually it's this, like, absolutely unhinged amount that is like, well, of course you're going to get caught. It's $30 million.
Mm-hmm. And, like, even in late 2021, they were even saying, like, that the Georgia Revenue Department were, like, they were saying, like, oh, they targeted us. And the agents in question were, like, thought they were untouchable, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Because, you know, they targeted us because we're celebrities. And I was, like, I don't think you're the Kardashians.
I mean, I guarantee you the IRS agent that figured this out was not like, oh, I got this very famous people and I caught them. They were like, oh, look, fraud.
Yes.
On to the next.
Exactly. And but I wanted to share because this is again, it gets wild because I was researching all of this that the agent, Josh Waits is his name, who headed the OSI was fired in 2020 because he falsified his education credentials. So scammers are, you know, scam, like are prosecuting scammers. It's great.
Not that. Yes. Oh my God.
Yep. And then in 2021, in September, a Channel 2 in Georgia, in Atlanta, reported that the state's attorney general's office also had an open criminal investigation on this guy because for his suspected mishandling of millions of dollars seized by his office.
Oh my God.
Yes. And they said it was like cowboy culture in the Office of Special Investigations, at the Department of Revenue, and they thought they were untouchable. And basically he ended up, seizing $5.3 million and illegally spent more than $3 million of that money.
How do you even spend $3 million?
And are you dumb that there's records of everything? What do you think is going to happen, sir?
Well, I mean, obviously, yes, he's dumb.
Well, yeah.
That goes without saying. But, like, excuse me?
Yes. And in order to, like, get a bunch of information, he kind of did it, like, super shady. Because basically they can use a specific federal law to gain access to confidential tax information. But there, you know, there has to be, like, a specific way to go about it. But he did way, like, shady way to gain access to Todd Chrisley's records. And in order to get that information, you have to certify, you know, who the case is about, blah, blah, blah. Like, is it about money laundering or terrorism? And clearly, it's none of that. So he basically gave false information to gain access to Chrisley's personal information.
So I guess they kind of did target the Chrisleys.
Yeah. So it was just like, so like, they are guilty, like, you know, according to the jury. But also, look how messy this is.
I just think we all need to worry about our own jobs, our own careers, our own lives, and stop being fraudsters. And also, maybe stop being cops, too.
Well, that part. But yeah, so they are... And that's why nothing has happened on the state level with them. All of this is federal, like, so it's with the United States and not with Georgia by itself.
And so, like, obviously I'm not a lawyer. I can't, like, I would love if someone who is a lawyer could speculate on this, but I would guess that if, on the state level, a lot of this comes out that it was done illegally or improperly by the investigator, then this entire conviction is like fruit of the like poison tree and would not be admissible. And so they might end up needing a new trial, would be my suspicion. But again, I am not a lawyer.
Right. That's the part I was trying to find out more about, but I like, maybe I didn't do enough research, so let us know, y'all.
I would love if a lawyer could chime in on this. I know I have a few friends who are lawyers that maybe I'll be reaching out to for their opinions. Because that seems like more mess could be to come on this front. And you know what? Maybe the Chrisleys do know best.
That part. Someone was like, and now the Chrisleys will know jail.
Well, house arrest.
Yeah, I was like, they're still not sentenced. Twitter, get it together. And their new season is going to come out, I believe, soon. So I bet it's going to be like record high ratings for USA Network.
I got to tell you, I watch exactly one show on the USA Network and it's not this.
But correct. I know that.
And it would never be this.
I don't know why. I just love like these Southern hot mess families. Like it's my favorite.
I think it's probably because you like know Southern people.
Yeah.
So you can like connect things. Whereas I'm just like, all of this is foreign to me. I don't understand it. And I'm uncomfortable that their hair is so big.
I know. And that's like part of the show too. Cause one of their daughters was participating in Miss Teen USA. And she like won some version, like, I don't know exactly. So, I mean, and she's drop dead gorgeous.
I don't know. When I'm uncomfortable at the size of someone's hair, it's a problem because my hair's pretty big.
As Mike called it.
Oh my God. The ramen. Listen, if I go back on my Instagram stories from like 2017, I could add a highlight of like me every day being like, ramen noodle hair, back at it again. It's a recycled joke. So Mike Bloom should not be proud.
Exactly. We all did a roast. Y'all should go check it out on Puyaism.
Yeah, twitch.tv/Puya. We roasted each other and it was mean.
It was funny.
It was funny, but it was mean. Some of them were mean. I don't think that like you or I got like particularly bullied, but like.
Right. Maybe others did. That's
maybe
true.
Others. I don't know. Hopefully everyone's feeling good about it. Okay.
I love it. But yes, now it's all you, Kirsten.
Yes. I think let's take a quick break and then we will come back to the One Direction drama from last week. So we will be right back.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. Whew, what a great break. Okay, so this all happened literally like 4 hours after we recorded last week, which is absolutely unacceptable for just to like get this out of the way.
Right?
So Liam Payne from One Direction was on Logan Paul's podcast, which I've since learned is called Impulsive.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah.
And I try to avoid anything with Logan or Jake Paul because I hate them with every fiber of my being, and I don't like them. And I will tell you off the bat, I did not like this podcast. He's not a good podcaster.
I mean, he's a YouTuber, and like he brings too much personality, I feel.
I mean, I don't think you or I could say anything about too much personality.
Okay,
but I just think I don't like him. And so I think if I liked his YouTube, I would like his podcast.
I
don't like him. I can't stand him. I think he has a very punchable face. And so that's kind of the perspective I was at coming into this podcast. But basically, headlines started coming out last week about all the things that Liam Payne said on the Impulsive podcast with Logan Paul. And so I was like, okay, Sasha did all the research last week. She knew everything. Like, let me go in and listen to this primary source. So I listened to the podcast and I got through most of it. I couldn't finish it. Like, I found I was really zoning out and it got really boring towards the end. I also found it boring the whole way through. And it was annoying because Liam Payne's accent is like just strong enough that I couldn't listen to them on 2X.
Oh, I see.
So I had it on like 1.5, 1.25 to get through it. Not because his accent's like hard to understand, but just like at that speed, it wasn't working for me. So anyway, so this podcast, it is just Liam Payne and Logan Paul. His regular co-hosts are not there. It was recorded. It appears to have been recorded live in front of an audience. There is a video of the podcast. I didn't look at it and I'm not going to look at it. So you can do that research yourself, messengers. But the literal first line is that like Liam Payne has just been sitting there drinking whiskey waiting for them. And so he's kind of drunk a little bit while he's on the podcast.
I can't. I literally can't.
Logan Paul comes out and is like, oh, can I get some whiskey too? Like, let me get whiskey. And like, Liam starts by telling a story about how he like jumped over a wall at some point. Like,
what
I don't
he,
know.
Colton? Like,
not that. I don't even know. And it's like, basically the whole vibe of the interview is like, Liam Payne thinks that he is really hot shit, but is trying to explain as if he doesn't think he's really hot shit, is like the vibe I would get from him. Like, very fake humble.
Yeah.
So the first kind of like big bomb that we hear is, so obviously anyone who knows about One Direction, they were all on the X Factor. They were eliminated and then they were like created into a boy band. They all came mm-hmm. out as like solo vocalists. They weren't like auditioning together. And so Liam Payne had already been on the X Factor 2 years prior to this. And when he was eliminated, I guess Simon Cowell took him out to dinner and was like, take 2 years, get educated or whatever, like come back in 2 years and like this will work out for you, basically, is what he's saying. So then for those 2 years, he like was performing apparently in like stadiums and small places. And like he talks about how he like his fame like super grew and then went away. I've never heard of this because like when it comes to One Direction, like Liam Payne is not who people care about.
Right? I was like, who was this? I like forgot about you.
Like, I think that like him and Louis are probably like the two least relevant.
Isn't that who he also went in on, low-key?
He did a little bit, but he also went in on Zayn.
Yes. Oh, I know.
So, of course he did, because he had to go after the hottest member of the band, let's be real. So when he came back to X Factor, like when they're training, other people on the show were like making fun of him for having been on the show before. And it's like, that doesn't even make any sense to me, because it's like, well, he's back. So like what? You're on your first try and he's on his second. Who cares? And so after he was eliminated, he was brought back by Simon and he was like, oh my God, like this again, just like last time. And this is when they were creating like one girl group and one guy group. I can't remember which girl group they did. Oh my God.
A little mix, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh my God. Stupid Kirsten.
No, I got you.
Thank God for you. And so they were making this group and apparently Simon Cowell at like a dinner party told Liam that the reason this happened was because 2 years ago at dinner, Simon Cowell had promised him that if he came back onto X Factor in 2 years, like he would be successful. And that, you know, One Direction was kind of like built around his face is how he describes it, which like, what are you thinking? Like, Simon Cowell never signed a piece of paper. He didn't have to help you. Like,
exactly.
Obviously, he has nothing to do with you. Stop it.
He's so embarrassing. Like, I can't with him. And some of the quotes that came out of this is just so horrible.
So bad.
Like, he's an idiot. And I didn't again, because I don't think about you, dude. So I can't believe the things that he, like the self-congratulatory like tone of all of it was just a joke.
And like for the record, he's 28 years old right now. And I feel like he comes across even younger than that. Just the way he's talking. I think he is feeling like he's getting one over on people is the vibe that I got from listening to the podcast. So also, they asked about his, like, prior beef with Justin Bieber, which I was not a One Directioner, so, like, I don't really remember all of this stuff.
Yeah, same.
But, I mean, I know Brian Scally probably remembers every single thing, because he was a big 1D guy. And so, I guess, like, someone had asked in an interview, Liam, like, what's, like, the difference between you and Justin Bieber? And he's like, well, Justin Bieber's gone to jail before. Oh, and so then they like publicly hated each other. And then he describes it as like years later, they sat down and had a conversation and it worked out because he told Justin Bieber, I've done all the stuff that you've done. I just never got caught. And I can't imagine what it's like because I have these like four men beside me going through the same thing with me and you're alone. And I just like really feel for you. And that just like fixed it. And Justin Bieber was like, whoa. That's so deep. Now we're best friends.
Oh my God, I cannot.
And also, the name of the episode was like, Liam Payne wants to fight Justin Bieber.
Yes.
But that's not what comes up at all.
No, he didn't even talk about it. That's the joke. Because didn't he say like he was a smooth criminal compared to Justin Bieber because he didn't get arrested? Like, what a weird guy.
Yeah, basically he's like, oh yeah, I've done all that stuff except I never got caught. Wait, can I say that on a podcast? And they're like, oh, statute of limitations.
And it's like, what is this though? Like assault? Stupid.
Like, what are you admitting to, right? Like,
yeah.
Because it could be a lot of different things, like vandalism, destruction of property, up to like assault. Like, it could be anything.
That's what I'm saying.
He also talked about how like the worst part of being in One Direction was that you didn't really get time to celebrate because like if you're at an award show, you're probably going to be on an international flight right afterwards. Like he started, you know, drinking really heavily at the start of awards shows because he knew at the end of the night he'd be like asleep on the floor of the plane to Tokyo. And that he had like said they had such big security guys that he would just like sleep on the floor of the plane, the private planes. When they're going places and like acting like this is such a hardship, like, and like, I know obviously it can't be easy to like have all this fame and attention, especially when you're super young.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he describes like fans waiting at the airport or like fans outside of the hotel, I'm just like, you had a whole security team, like you were fine. As far as I'm aware, nobody tried to kill them, question mark. So I don't know why you're still playing upset about this. Like, you're one of the luckiest men in the world.
But that's just how he is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just very horrible. Smug. Yeah, exactly. And the way he was talking about, like, he has the most famous single.
Which is not true.
Just like, what? I don't even think I know one single from him.
Listen, if you told me that Liam Payne, like, wasn't in One Direction, I would believe you. Like, I don't, like, I put this man in a lineup. I don't, like, I hate to say this and I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I don't know who this man is. Like,
that no. part okay
so he also talks about like doing jiu-jitsu and like fighting his manager and how like he almost physically fought other members of the band, and at one point Jeez. Someone like, put their hands on him and he said, but I told him, if you don't remove your hands, there's a strong chance you'll never use them again. Like ew, shut up,
like girl, bye.
Like mm-mm. Then they talked about Zayn, and I feel like Logan was trying to really push more of the anti-Zayn narrative because mm-hmm. Jake Paul and Zayn had previously had drama when Gigi Hadid called Jake Paul ugly and irrelevant.
Of course.
But Liam was very much like, no, like, I will always dislike Zayn, but I'll also always be on his side. Like, his parents aren't supportive. He's been through such a different journey. But once you understand what he's been through, it's easier to, like, understand why he is the way he is. And, like, hopefully at one point in your life, like, the man on the other side of the phone will be ready to receive the help that I'm giving. Like, acting like he wants to save Zayn.
Like, stop it. You know, you sound so stupid.
It's just like, horrible.
And for what? Like, you're so, I mean, he's just trying to be relevant, and it's just embarrassing.
Well, and he also talked a lot about, like, how Louis didn't find his voice for a long time. And he's like, yeah, I always sang the first line because, like, I was cool, calm, and collected, and other people, like, needed me to bring them in so that they could perform. And it's like, they all made it far into X Factor. Like, why are you acting like they can't perform?
And he kept saying, right, like, he got the opening verse because of that, what you just said. Like, whoa.
He was, like, in groups, people have different jobs, and that was my job, was, like, starting off every song. And, you know, Louis's voice was behind the scenes, and he, like, found his voice back there.
And, like, why dog on some random person?
Like, again, another person that I don't know who this person is.
Like, I truly, like, and it's so unfortunate that he picked on Zayn because they have, like, a fight or whatever, also, or allegedly, that him and Zayn fought?
He didn't really talk about that, but I do believe that did allegedly happen.
Yeah. But allegedly, right. And all allegedly. Of this stuff. So that's why I'm just like, you're so pathetic. And why are you still holding on to all this?
Yeah, it's very strange. He also talked a bit about Cheryl Cole and, like, having his son. And so the kind of weird thing about Liam Payne and Cheryl Cole is that Cheryl was one of the judges in his initial X Factor audition when he was 14.
Oh.
And so he talked about how in his initial audition, he like winked at her, and his wink is a registered weapon. And it was like basically trying to act like he as a 14-year-old was able to seduce Cheryl Cole, which is like obviously not how that worked. Like, I mean, I do think like in general with like age gap relationships, there's always like an argument about like when people meet, but I don't think that they had really interacted that much, so it's not like
I don't think so.
As some of these other situations, but again, I don't know that much about it, so if I'm wrong, please correct me.
I think you're right. Yeah,
but like he was talking about his wink as if he like seduced her at 14, which is so disgusting, because like I guarantee you, Liam, that when you were 14, you looked like a dork just like everyone else, because yeah, it's not like you're hot now.
And you were probably, like, being such an awkward turtle.
Like, Liam.
Like, get your life together.
X Factor first edition. Like, what did he look like?
Oh, my. It was not.
Oh, cool. My yeah. God. He has the Bieber hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, major Bieber hair. He really does look like a less attractive version of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, and he thinks that wink was setting off Cheryl Cole.
She probably couldn't even see the wink. With
yeah, his eye was probably...
Exactly.
Oh my God. But yeah, he talks about like co-parenting and how much he loves his child and how like he wants his kid to have options, and like maybe he owns so many companies and maybe his kid will run a company, maybe he'll sell the company, but like his kid will have options, which is like nice to hear at least.
Right.
But I know Cheryl Cole also was online like really not happy with how much he talked about like their personal relationship either. Yeah. Cause he basically was like, oh yeah, she's the best mom ever. Everything she does, she's focused on her son. And like, now that we're not together, I get to like live autonomously and then like come back to my son when need be.
Just goodbye. Like, stop yeah. it.
And then he said his first solo single was better than all the other men in One Direction, which, like, is absolutely not true.
Like, why even, like, be that? Like, who has been that delusional to him? You know, he should fire that person.
Like, does he not realize that he was in the same band as Harry Styles? Or, like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Even my little niece, like, sings Harry Styles songs. Nothing. Shut up. What a delusional, like, ass, for a lack of a better word. And it's, and again, who goes on Logan Paul, right? Like, all these wannabe people that need some clout, and Logan Paul has it. So yeah, they're going to give it to that, give it to this person.
It's like, it's just like, when people go on, oh shit, what's that podcast called?
Which one? There's so many.
I mean, when they go on like Call Her Daddy now.
Oh, yes.
And like that used to be like a sex and relationship podcast, mm-hmm, but now it's just problematic people for the most part.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or like also like Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast, mm-hmm, with the Kardashians have been going on lately. Like all these just horrible podcasts with like bad people as hosts. And like obviously like Joe Rogan is like the obvious one. And then like people go on and are just like emboldened to be their most horrible selves.
You love to see it.
And literally like shortly before the end of the podcast, like literally Logan Paul's like, so who do you want to fight? Like out of everyone in the world, like who do you want to fight? And he's like, oh, who don't we like? And it was just like super weird energy and like aggro in a gross way. I really didn't like it. Also, Logan Paul calls women females.
Yeah. Then I mean, just horrible. Gross.
Like I just hated it. Anyways, then there was like 15 to 20 more minutes that I just like simply couldn't get through because it was so horrible. But Lizzo dragged him on TikTok, mm-hmm, being like, I don't know who lied to you, but you were never the front man of that band.
I love that Lizzo was like, nah, let me jump in. Because Lizzo and Harry Styles are friends, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense then.
Literally, what?
He's not even, I looked up Liam, he's not even the first Liam to pop up in Google. That's how, like, irrelevant you are.
I mean, he is for me now because of all of the Googling I did for this piece. And I'm so embarrassed of that.
And guess what? I put Liam Payne. All the top stories are Lizzo. That's how irrelevant you are, my guy.
Yeah. Ugh. Also, if we go back to 2015, Liam Payne did an article saying that he and Zayn have kissed before. And it was just a joke between friends.
He's just obsessed with Zayn. Literally. And it's being racist. So stop.
Honestly, yes. Leave him alone.
Yeah, and it's like he's the only brown guy in the band. And then he's like constantly singling him out. Why?
Yeah, exactly. Like we all have eyes.
Like I see you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when I Google Harry Styles is the first person that comes up.
Not even Prince Harry, wow.
Mm-hmm, not even Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's Harry Styles, and then it's like albums and songs by Harry yes. Styles, and then it's like Harry Styles net worth. So I think we all know who the winner,
like, bless your heart,
is of all of this.
Oh. Like, I don't think I could name one song from this man. And then someone in the comments section of the YouTube video, that's my favorite thing ever, wrote, like, Harry Styles was headlining Coachella while you were being drunk, shirtless, fighting.
And also, like, when they recorded this podcast in, like, Minneapolis at some live event. So he's just, like, randomly in Minneapolis and, like, Harry Styles is, again, like, at Coachella.
Yeah, like doing amazing things. And it's like, I don't even want to stay here and defend these other people, but like you making me, and I'm pissed at him.
He also says in it that he fought Quavo. I didn't even understand the story that he was telling. Like, I didn't even talk about it because I literally was like, I don't understand the story of this. Like, it didn't make sense.
I can't even imagine him fighting Quavo. Like, Quavo no, would beat his ass.
Well, no, he's a really good jiu-jitsu fighter, Sasha. He would never tap out.
Then you might die. Like, please. I mean, we've seen Quavo be pretty ruthless to a woman. So I can't imagine what he'll do to a man.
Right.
Like, what? That's so fun. Like, wow. Like, I didn't know that part because I didn't hear it until right now.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even, like, the story.
Oh, they did a song together.
Well, because I think they were on the same label at one point. Oh. But it just, like, didn't, like, his story about fighting him didn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I look up, like, news and it's just their song comes up in 2017.
Yeah, apparently, according to the description to the YouTube video, like, he fought him at a carnival.
Girl, bye.
And I'm like, I don't believe you.
Just, I can't. This man is such a loser.
I know. Just, it's giving loser. You're absolutely correct.
It's giving, are you, like, are you not embarrassed? Like, this is embarrassing. Oh, like, my God.
I am for listening.
Yeah, he's basically saying that his song with Quavo had that's the one he's claiming was the best than Rest of Everyone. Billion streams. I think it outsold everyone within the band, and I was the last to go. Like, shoot me now.
It's giving delusion.
Oh, my.
It's giving Leah Michelle can't read. Like,
oh, look at this. This is so funny. Someone on Twitter, Chart Data, at Chart Data, actually did this. So One Direction member solo entry on the Billboard 2000. Number one, Zayn Malik. Number one, Harry Styles. Number one, Nail. Number one, again, Harry. Number nine, Lewis. Number 61, again, Zayn. And then number 111, Liam Payne.
He outsold them all, Sasha. Are you lying?
Oh, my God.
It's so messy. Like, these boy bands are so messy. And, you know, Backstreet has come back, like, 14 times. Yes. I don't think that 1D is going to be coming back.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Yeah. I don't. I just don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, that's what I have on Liam Payne and 1D right now.
I love it.
Hopefully the directioners can let us know if we covered it well. If there's anything else we need to know, please let us know.
Yeah. And apparently, like, people are saying, oh, Strip That Down was good when it showed up. It doesn't matter. Okay. It really doesn't.
It still doesn't mean that Liam Payne needs to come on, like, Logan Paul's podcast. Yes. And like, yeah, I'm the best of everyone. Nobody cares about you. Like, go be irrelevant.
Agreed. Big agreed. But that, yeah, thank you for doing the hard work, Kirsten. Like, you really had to watch some nonsense to bring us fun.
We appreciate you. I am a martyr, and I appreciate that.
Oh my God, mess martyrs. I love it.
Mess martyrs, that's us.
Oh God. But yeah, I think it's time for a little palate cleanser.
Yes.
So let's get into like Disney adults. Being Disney adults.
Oh my God. Okay, so like in general, I'm willing to be like, okay, people like what they like, let them live. But yes. Sometimes I think maybe jail.
Under the jail sometimes. Yeah. I agree with that because I feel like I was a Disney adult, low-key, like not as hard as some people, but like I liked going to Disney. Like I turned 16 in Cinderella's castle. Like it's extra. But I also know that it's capitalism and like the mouse is horrible.
Like, okay. I've never been to Disneyland or Disney World. Would I like to go to one of them one time? Yes. Would I make that like a major part of a big life event? Also, no, I would not do that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But yeah, so it was posted, I think today, or at least it went viral a few days ago. Sorry, June 5th. So a few days ago, it was the Am I the Asshole on Reddit. And basically, these two people got married and their parents, both sides, helped pay for a great chunk of the wedding so they could be debt free. And they were very grateful. Anyway, they thought it was the wedding of their dreams. Everything went well. But the issue arose a month and a half ago when I believe bride's aunt posted on Facebook how disappointed said aunt was when the whole ordeal, blah, 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 and a few guests ended up sided with her. Well, why is aunt angry? Because they're huge Disney fans. They travel to Disney World as much as they can throughout the year, which is like, okay. And
like,
you know,
go other places. Go. Please. To another country. Like, try something new.
Yeah. Like, I am that travel person that, like, doesn't like to go to the same place again and again. Like, I'm just not that person. Like, I will never have a vacation home because that would equal I go to that place more than once. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. So, you know, so it's a big part of their life and their marriage. So the issue was their decision to not offer catering services or bar services. Because, drum roll please, they wanted to put the money toward having a Minnie and Mickey appear at their special day.
And so, also, this was a destination wedding.
Yes.
So, like, people paid money to go on a trip to watch this couple get married. And the couple said, you know what sounds better than feeding our guests? Having a Mickey and Minnie Mouse at our wedding.
Like, these are, like, some broke college students, like, in an outfit.
Broke.
Like, stop it.
It's someone dressed as a mouse.
Like, no. And that was apparently their entire catering budget. And the scheduled appearance was during their first dance and wedding photos. Why?
They paid $2,500.
No, $2,750.
Sorry, $2,750.
Per session. So
for two sessions. So they paid, almost $6,000 to have a student in a sweaty costume. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? And so then what did they eat? And they're like, well, there was a vending machine.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I can't. I truly can't.
I have been to weddings that don't do a full dinner service before. But those weddings happen, like, after dinner time. So people have time to go for dinner first. And then there was like food later during the party.
Just no.
And like that was fine because it was like, okay, we showed up for like the like 7:30 p.m. ceremony. And then it was a party. And then at midnight there was tacos. This is just like, no, you can go to a vending machine. Like they didn't even have water?
Because they said no bar service either.
Like, you get more in prison.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like,
I'm telling you, it's so wild. But, you know, you think, like, that's already wild and that's the end of the story. No. Because this is why I wanted to bring it here. Because the other time it's like, okay, that could have been an anonymous. But a religious studies professor from Lay University decided to get involved. And then things quickly went to hell from there because she likened that what was happening to this couple to religious persecution, Kirsten.
No.
And like, please. And y'all can look it up. Like, I don't want to read because she wrote, like, again, a whole dissertation on her thread. But basically, the biggest thing is, what does this have to do with religion? Many Disney fans I have observed in person and online find immense meaning in the park. People don't just marry at Disney. They mourn their lost relatives at Disney. What?
Wait, I'm sorry. People are having funerals at Disney?
So I have. Yes. Yeah, so I'm in a Disney cringe group. And like, people, I think, have been getting caught for like spreading ashes.
Oh, well, okay.
So okay. I believe that's what they're talking about. But don't like quote me on it, like not 100%. And then they go to Disney to celebrate surviving cancer. They go there for one last trip before they die, which is like, are you talking about Make-A-Wish, kid? Like, that's gross. And not that everyone dies on Make-A-Wish. Oh my God, please. But I'm just saying, it's weird. And then religion, it's weird as in, this person, those are actual children. Religion is a way of making meaning in the world through stories and rituals. It's about a network of relationships within the human and non-human. Stop it. Just stop it.
No, I'm sorry. Like, I guess it's very easy for someone who, what's weird is that this is like a religious studies professor. So like, yes. You would think that they would understand that this is a supremely messed up thing to say. Disney's not a religion. It's just not. And religion's really important to people, and to make light of people's actual religious beliefs by acting like Disney is in line with that, super not okay. Like, so we don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's just wild because the professor even says, is it capitalism? Sure it is. But is it at least not quasi-religious? Yes, it is. Because most religions are entwined with capitalism. Which, like, I can make a statement on, like, I understand. But also, to say, like, Disney is the reason is so gross.
Who's the higher power for Disney?
Walt Disney, the racist,
like the
Nazi.
Anti-Semitic, horrible? No, not for me.
Or is it Mickey Mouse?
Who's just the reflection of
exactly that
man? Like, what? And then, like, also they're just sitting here being like, well, like, would I want to go to a wedding with no food because of the photos of the Mickey? No. Well, it's like, they also didn't tell people that was what was going to be happening.
Yes.
They said, like, food is available on site, but did not make it clear that they would have to pay for their food and that there was no catering.
Yeah, and like, what, when you hear on site, and they even said, oh, we didn't want to put a menu on the invitation. You're a tacky ass.
You're not, but it's not called putting a menu on the invitation. First of all, these people had a tacky ass website for their wedding. No, no ifs, ands, or buts. And like, wedding websites are very practical and make sense in this day and age. But it's just called a link on the site that says food. And it's like, here are all of your options for food during the day.
Exactly.
Well, excuse me? No.
I'm telling you. And it's like, we will keep getting wedding mess. And like, I cannot with these people. And who do y'all think you are? Like, it's just like, you should have sat there and ate your food. That's how I feel.
Like, listen, am I the asshole post from Reddit go viral every single day? And I love them. I love that subreddit so much. It makes me so happy to read the stories and make my own decisions on who I think is the asshole or who is not the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, actual discussion comes up about, like, racism or religious issues or, like, those kinds of things come up because of the Am I the Asshole post. But not this one. Like, no.
It's horrid. And, like, stop, like, writing think pieces on everything.
Sometimes you don't need any more thoughts.
You just don't.
We've had enough thoughts.
And go talk to your students. Why are you putting us through this?
I guarantee you, if this person had brought this up in a discussion or with their students, the students would have been like, are you stupid? I'm dropping out. Like, exactly. I'm not taking your class anymore because you're dumb.
I can't.
Where is this university?
Great question. I should look it up.
I'm Googling.
Yes.
It's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. Okay. Well, that tells you everything.
Graduation rate, 88%. And that's because 12% drop out after taking this professor's class.
100%. That is 100% on the nose.
It's considered a hidden Ivy League. What does that mean?
Oh, that means it's probably, like, super good. Because the acceptance rate is 50%.
Number 49 across the U.S. that offers undergrad, master's, and doctoral degrees.
Yeah, I just get out of here, people. Like, stop it. Get a job, and you have a job. So get your shit together and stop, like, making Disney weird. Weirder.
Like, because, it's already strange. Like, stop it.
Yeah, because we were, you know, maybe going to talk about the funny proposal thing.
That was also very messy.
Yeah, because I don't know if y'all saw the video of, like, this... these people proposing at Disney Paris. And, you know, I don't ever want to talk bad of cast members because, like, I want to be 100% on their side because of just how horrible Disney is to cast members. But, like, you know, this one time, apparently the people had asked for help, asked for permission to get on stage. But this from another cast member, and then this other man comes up and grabs the ring box.
Well, and so, like, my understanding of it is that the person that they had asked shouldn't have said yes.
Sure.
And so they were in a place where they're really not supposed to be. And so this other person is just like, get out. Like, why are you grabbing someone's ring?
But can you imagine just being like, you need to get up? Like, you cannot touch someone's property. And especially probably one of the most important and expensive.
You can't touch their stuff. Like, I can imagine going up to them and being like, hey, like, I get it, but you can't be here and I could get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, don't grab people's stuff. That's weird. I can't justify that. But also, like, don't go places you're not supposed to go. Maybe make a proposal plan for somewhere you're allowed to be.
That's what I'm saying. God. I just can't. I really cannot.
I don't know. I will never understand Disney adults, and I'm really sorry to anyone offended by that, but...
And, like, you can go to Disney. Like, I watch Disney vloggers all the time, because it's like, what am I watching?
I think there's, like, a difference between, like, Disney adults and Disney adult.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
But that's your, like, Disney drama.
That's your Disney drama.
For the day, maybe hopefully the year.
Hopefully the year. Okay, so I have another story to present to you, but I think before we do it, maybe we should do one more little break.
Let's do it.
Okay, we will be right back.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And we are back. Amazing. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Matthew Morrison was a judge on So You Think You Can Dance, and he was let go last week. And so everyone was like, why have you been let go? And he was like, oh, I broke the code of conduct. And then it came out that he had been sending inappropriate messages to a contestant on the show. Mm-hmm. And they were messages that made this young person so uncomfortable that they actually went to the producers and to Fox. When Fox is firing you for being inappropriate, right? Like, you have crossed the line.
Oh my God. Like, Coach Schuster, stop the madness.
Has Matthew Morrison ever been in anything where he isn't a demon? He was bad on Grey's Anatomy. He's bad on Glee. I don't know.
He's wild. And he's married.
Yeah, he's married. And also he is 43 years old.
Also that. But you know, because of Glee, he thinks that's normal.
Yeah, which, like, and again, like, 43 is not old or anything, but like, a lot of the contestants on the show are really young.
Exactly.
And he's in a position of power. And like, leave them alone. Let them dance.
Loser behavior. Like, literally horrible.
So his final episode, like, because they had filmed ahead, right? Mm-hmm. So he got fired and then he was still showing up on the episodes. His last episode is expected to be the one released on June 8th. So the same day as this podcast.
Oh, wow. I love it. Look at us.
Yeah. Look at us with the timing.
Yes. And it's also, I think, because I read somewhere that he said, oh, I only sent like one text. I didn't do too much.
You were texting a contestant in a way that made them uncomfortable, period. And exactly. Then he did an Instagram video and was like, I was just sending friendly messages. I'm a victim of cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you got fired from Fox.
Time someone uses the word cancel culture, that means they should be canceled.
Like, well, and that's the thing. Who's actually even been canceled? Like, it's not a real thing. Like, he's just going to get another opportunity anyways. Like, it's not like he's done for life. But obviously, he should not be on So You Think You Can Dance anymore if he can't leave the contestants alone. Like, it doesn't mean that he did anything illegal. But it was still inappropriate. And he faced a consequence of losing his job. As he should. It's called consequences.
I'm telling you. It just... the math in on this one. And I don't know why these people have co-opted cancel culture. Because like you said, consequences, baby. So get your life together and get the hell out of here.
When I also feel like everyone who gets upset about the concept of cancel culture are people that would be like, everyone needs to take personal responsibility and be good people and like do the right thing and follow law and order. And then the second they get caught not practicing what they preach, they're like, wow, I can't believe I've been canceled. And it's like, Louis C.K. is still out here masturbating in front of people, according to Blind Items, allegedly. Allegedly. And he won a Grammy. So who's getting canceled? Like, stop it. No one.
God. So, and he was wrong. He got caught. And that's the end of the damn story.
Ugh. Exactly. Like, it's like, am I saying he can never have another job again? No. I'm not saying that. Unless it comes out that he, like, has a huge pattern of abuse.
Of course.
But I think that the punishment fits the crime here.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. That's what they say. That's my best Southern saying, like, honestly.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. But yes. God. And I feel like this last one is just, I'm so happy for it. And I'm a horrible person for that because I'm happy. But Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey broke up. Moment of silence.
You can celebrate because though you're married, now listen, you have a shot.
Let me find out. He's around. But what a man. Okay.
Yeah, he's a very, very handsome man.
I can't help but thirst for him. Like, I don't know what it is.
Nobody can help it. It's a universal experience. Yes. I find it very weird that Steve Harvey was the one to, like, officially confirm it, though.
Right, because she had deleted. So Lori Harvey is, like, a G, okay? Like, she's dated many amazing influential men and, like, usually gets them to post about her first, as she did with Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. And, like, they will confess to loving her or whatever. And meanwhile, we haven't heard maybe her say five words. So truly should write a book. Maybe, like, Steve Harvey's Think Like a Man, like, she actually follows. I don't know.
No, I guarantee you that is not what she does, because that's
fake. I don't know. But anyway, she's amazing, is the point, and, like, queen shit, and right? So you know, the beautiful matriarchy. Oh, it's real. God. I love it. So, yeah, so they broke up, and, like, there were rumors for a while, and then she deleted all her, all their pics together. And then, yeah, like you said, the Steve Harvey thing is what's weird, because she said, he said, on his morning show on Monday, yesterday, I heard about it, and I wish them well. I'm team Lori 1,000%. Well, yeah, she's your daughter. And then she's like, it's hard to be young in the limelight, have a successful relationship. It's how can it be successful, Kirsten? They're 10 years apart, for one. And it's speculated that, like, he wanted to get serious and she didn't. But that could be a PR.
I mean, honestly, love that for her.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, live your life.
I'm 25, baby. As you should. I agree with her. And anyway, so, you know, and Steve Harvey, like, talked nice about him. And then I love that he literally loved as in hated, obviously, that he joked that he's been through breakups before. And if there's anything he could learn from his children, it's to get out early before it costs you.
Why is he? Steve Harvey sucks.
It's so gross.
Maybe Harvey, your breakups wouldn't cost you if you didn't cheat on every wife you ever had. Ever think,
like,
of that?
Literally. Oh, and then he was like, yeah, I'm going to have to start breaking up on IG because the court is costly. Don't you have your own court show, or didn't that get canceled?
I mean, I don't think that's a legal court of law.
But either way, I'm like, you're a loser. Shut up.
Yeah, he is a loser. Like, I know some people really like him hosting Family Feud, and I'm just like, why?
I do like him because I feel like the other hosts were weird. Like, they kissed the women on the mouth.
Oh, that wasn't okay. That wasn't okay back in, like, 60s and 70s. And, like, but I guess it's just, like, the bar isn't high to be, true, like, designated host of Family Feud. They haven't really had, like, a really good one.
That part is correct.
I don't know. I feel like anytime someone says anything remotely perverted, he just, like, acts like he's having a stroke.
Yes.
I'm like, stop it.
Oh, my God. But yeah, so it's just like, this is pop culture mess because I haven't heard her say more than five words. And not only that, it's like she was a judge on Miss Universe. Like, for what reason? Besides that her dad is Steve Harvey.
What are the qualifications?
Like, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay,
and that
not
she's
bad.
Pretty and dates, like, again, amazing Rolodex. Okay. But still. I can't with Lori Harvey, but I love her. But MBJ's single, y'all. So get excited.
That is so funny.
And did you know Michael B. Jordan's dad's name is Michael A. Jordan?
No, but that's incredible.
He was like, I will not be calling my son Michael C. Jordan.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes. I was like, you have to. Like, please.
It's tradition.
Yes, but that, I think, wraps up our pop culture mess. And now it's time for the best segment, according to the Daddy Network.
According to the Daddy Network, this is where people love it. And so last week, we begged you. We said, please send us your mess. We have no good mess right now, and it's a great time to submit it. And we have gotten some good mess. But we could still use more mess always. So yes. tinyurl.com/messmagnet or mess magnets. It's in the show notes again, as I said before. Please submit your drama. Workplace drama is great. Personal drama is phenomenal. It's going to be kept anonymous, so nobody will know, which in the case of this messenger is really good because they're like just straight up doing illegal activity.
Yes, this is very illegal.
Like super illegal. I have to say, we love the mess, but we cannot endorse this person's action.
No. But thank you for submitting.
But thank you for submitting and thank you for being so goddamn messy. We love you. So this person has, there are going to be some names throughout it, but they're obviously fake names.
Yes.
And so, okay, this person's mess. So for the last couple of weeks, I have been hiding recording devices around my workplace, under desks, in boardrooms, and on the break room refrigerator because it looks like a magnet. And why not put one in plain sight for personal amusement? A literal mess magnet. So they're surveilling their workplace.
But like, how do you not get caught installing these?
I mean, it seems like they're just like stuck on like with like double-sided tape or something. So like it probably only takes a second to stick it on. What I have to ask is, where are you? No, I don't want to know where you got these.
I mean, Amazon. It's very easy.
I do not understand what, like having the thought of like, yes, I'm going to surveil my workplace.
God.
So they did this initially because they were interviewing for a promotion and they wanted to hear what their hiring manager, Heather, was saying about them when they left the interview. But it, of course, kept recording after that conversation happened. So got a little extra tea from subsequent meetings held in that room as a reward for having the mind of a mastermind. Their words, not mine.
You wild listener. You're so wild. Like,
honestly, here's the thing. Is this fake? Maybe. I don't care.
It was submitted to us. We're going to decide that it is real.
Like, I cannot. So they discovered that not only were they getting the promotion and have pretty hair, but that the director of branding said that he was going to use his company credit card to have his girlfriend's Pomeranian groomed.
God.
But here's the scandal. Brad does not have a girlfriend. He has a wife. And Brad's wife doesn't have a Pomeranian. She is allergic to all dogs. But Heather, the hiring manager, has a Pomeranian.
Oof. Oof.
And then they finish it off with, I can't even use the information because I already got the promotion. Which, like, how are you going to use the information?
The blackmail,
what,
like
you're
Ava
blackmail
does.
People? No, absolutely not.
Listen, then, maybe this is an Abbott Elementary plot.
I mean, honestly, I would take it. And then they say, this place is so fucking boring. I hope we go bankrupt. This does not sound boring to me.
This is juicy as hell.
Like what? This is so messy.
Oh my God. I just don't understand. But you know what? I feel like it makes sense, right? Because Brad and Heather work for the company. So if they use the company credit card to get this, like, I feel like that all makes sense.
Yeah. That's why he's using the company card, not his personal card.
Yeah.
Because his wife would know.
And I think could Heather do some like clipping and make sure people don't see it?
I mean, depending on their roles. And, like, if the grooming's not that expensive, like, I feel like you could hide it as, like, it was my meal for this day.
Oh, true.
I don't really know.
God,
it depends on the company's, like, expense policies.
I like, y'all, what are y'all doing out here? Like, do I need to check everywhere now that to make sure I'm not being recorded? Because I'm messy.
Like, thankfully, we record most of our mess ourselves, but, like, I'm paranoid now. I'm sweating. I'm nervous. Like, what if I've been recorded?
God. I don't get it.
Yeah. No.
I can't help but laugh because thank you so much to this listener, for one. And secondly, like, I just... This is so wild.
It's so much.
And like the cheating would already be wild, right? Like I think they could have been like, oh, I found out they were cheating. And we would have been like, oh my God, how wild. But yeah. The fact that you found out because you recorded their ass.
Literally, like, and so here's the thing. This is what this person is willing to admit to, like, albeit anonymously. Yes. So what are they doing that they're not willing to admit to?
That's what I'm saying. Like, listener, what's the worst thing you've done?
Oh my God, everyone. Go to tinyurl.com/messmagnets and submit the worst thing you've ever done.
Yes, please.
It's anonymous. We do not collect your information. We will never expose your identity. We won't.
Like, we delete we use
it. Literally, yeah, we don't even keep it in our, like, spreadsheet after we use it because we're dumb. So we would use the same thing twice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not that together.
Like, we're dumb, okay?
Oh, my God. But seriously, I love this mess. Thank you so much. And my love, again, hate, love, I can't believe this is happening moment. But, like, are you still recording them?
Listen, I would like to know. Please tell us.
And is it Brad and Heather? That's the other question. Oh my God.
Yeah. Cause like also what if Brad has like a different mistress with a Pomeranian? It's not
That's
even
what
Heather.
I'm saying. Oh my God. I just couldn't believe it. Literally, Brad doesn't have a girlfriend. He has a wife.
Who's allergic to all dogs. Like, very well written too.
Yeah, you're a good writer. Oh my God. I was just about to say that because
this is so juicy. They also like had a part in there that was like, oops, my Uber Eats is here.
I know. I really like this person.
Like, okay, like we could probably be friends.
But I'd be scared to be your friend.
Yeah, you're right. It's intimidating. Okay.
Oh my God. But that is it, y'all.
That's it.
That wraps up this week's mess magnets. What did we say we were? Martyr messes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, we are done being martyrs. Not really, because we'll be back next week. And I feel like we already have a little bit of our stuff done. We just need to do more research on a few things.
Yes.
So we'll give you a little bit of a sneak preview that it has something to do with Triple D.
What do you think it means? You'll find out next week.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure 5-star reviews only, y'all. Please.
Please. And, you know, download. If you're listening right now on the wrap up feed, that is wonderful. But
yes,
if you download our exclusive mess magnets feed, you get it 24 hours early. So you're not waiting for the mess. You get the freshest mess. And I believe there's no ads on that feed still. Maybe? Question mark?
Yeah.
So it really is the best of both worlds. You should absolutely go check out our mess magnets exclusive feed. RobHasWebsite.com/mess feed.
And thank you so much for listening. Kirsten, yeah. Where can people find you?
You can find me on all social media at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can catch me talking about BoJack Horseman every week over on BoJack Horse Pod. We're just wrapping up season 6, as well as talking on Kowski Cast every week about Riverdale. That's Cow with a K. And as of right now, that is it. That's all. Sasha, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I was on with Puya, and the podcast is already dropped over on the 90 Day Fiance feed. You know, that's, I feel like, my OG home here on RHAP. So I got to chat with Puya about all things 90 Day. And you don't even have to watch the show because we go in detail with every couple and kind of like what's going on. We ended up getting a little real this time. So I appreciated it. I loved being on, just chatting about like how, again, religion came up again. We love it. And you know how that can like talk and mess up a lot of relationships if you don't have good communication. So if you want more mess, go to the Hot Mess Express and check us out. And with that, I think that's it. Thanks everyone for listening. Bye.
Bye.